The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store. Race one.
We've got a short prize favourite here, as he was on debut, in the shape of Douglas MacArthur from the Aidan O'Brien stable. Now, big things were expected of him clearly on his first start for this stable when he was sent off an amazing 2-5 shot to win a maiden race over 7 furlongs here back in the middle of June. Unfortunately, he didn't live up to his position in the market by running quite disappointingly, it has to be said. I mean, he did show a small amount of promise late on by running on belatedly in the last furlong of that race, but I don't think he did quite enough for me on that occasion to justify me tipping him at even money this morning, considering he could potentially be up against a decent bunch of two-year-olds in their own right. Now, the most eye-catching one of them is the Gerlines trained World War from a very decent bloodline, obviously being by Galileo. Now, I don't think, to my recollection, Jer has had too many Galileos in his hands here. Interesting that the syndicate that bought this horse, the China Horse Club, of course, who paid $1.4 million for jet setting, clearly mean business here. They had to go to $1.2 million to buy this horse. So clearly, this horse has got massive reputation, and he's certainly in the right hands as well, and he's a much better price than the favourite. So, round about 4-1 this morning, I'm prepared to take a chance at World War lives up to his lofty price tag in the first.
Race two.
On to race two then, and a competitive looking mile and a quarter at apprentice handicap it is as well. The one that stands out here for me is Credit the Giver from the Joseph O'Brien stable with Donica on board. Now, this horse has had a good run of it of late. He's won a couple of starts at Nace and Wexford, improving upon several unlucky performances through the middle of winter at Dundalk. He ran really well last time out at Killarney, but he did find that fairly sharpish mile a little bit too tight for him. And albeit he got going late, the front two, Hidden Oasis and Cudshud Wood, just got first run in him, and he could only run on through beaten horses to finish and never near a third. I think the step up in trip back to a mile and a quarter will definitely suit. And the form of that race at Killarney has already worked out really well, because Ruler of France, who was way back in the pack in seventh, won at Ballinrobe the other night. So I've got a feeling that Credit the Giver has been slightly overlooked here in the market. I'll probably make him favourite off the back of his form and the fact that he's stepping up in trip. He's 4-1 to back this morning with William Hill, and I'll make that a really sound each-way investment in race two.
Race number three.
On to the first of the big races then, which is the 7 o'clock. It's the Group 2 Silver Flash Stakes, which brings together a small but select field with various abilities and experience. The favourite here is Promised to be True, who came from a long, long way back to justify favouritism in the end at Tipperary at the back end of June. She was really strong in the last furlong there. Like I say, she didn't look as though she was going anywhere fast with a furlong to run. But clearly, the penny dropped as she was learning on the job. And being by Galileo, you'd imagine that in time she's going to get at least a mile and a quarter, a mile and a half. She's dropping back half a furlong here today, which is a slight concern considering how long it took for her to get into top stride. And it is a bit fairly short straight here at Leopardstown, so obviously Ryan Moore's going to have to be on his guard here and get her into a good challenging position turning in. If you are looking for a bet or an alternative against the favourite here, look no further than Joseph O'Brien's horse, Intricately, who made a really eye-catching debut performance down in Gowran when he beat a decent field, which has already thrown up two subsequent winners back in the pack. The time figure that filly produced on that occasion was a really eye-catching one as well. Even though she was a 33-1 poke, she's clocked a time far ahead of quite a few of these rivals here tonight. And with just normal improvement to come on much better ground, I'd expect this horse to certainly justify its run in a pattern race after winning a maiden, and certainly do enough to beat all the rest in the field. So, albeit Promise to Be True is the most promising in the race, I wouldn't disregard intricately out of all proportion here, and suggest, like I say, you back this horse without the favourite.
Race 4.
On to the next race then, the 7:35. This is for the Colts. This is a really decent contest in waiting, the Tyros Stakes. All eyes obviously going to be on Churchill here, following his win at Royal Ascot, where he got the job done really well to win the Chesham. I think he'll improve as time goes on, and I'm pretty sure that he'll want better ground than he's been running on of late. Even though he handled that good to soft and he got the job done at the Berkshire venue, he just seemed to sort of labour late on. I just think the ground was holding him back. So the quicker the ground, the better his chances. And he looks a real powerful, strong galloper. Should be suited by the stiff uphill finish here at Leopardstown tonight. And he's a worthy favourite without doubt. But again, there's another bet that makes quite a bit of appeal here to me tonight. And that's to back Alexos Komnenos, who caught the eye on his debut run at the Curragh in winning, considering he was a 50-1 shot. Obviously, big things weren't expected of him. So he did a good deal more on debut than what Connections were anticipating. And I think with just normal improvement here, he's going to certainly take a very, very decent hand in the finish. The form has worked out really well as well. Arcada, who was fourth, he went back to Leopardstown and won the other day. And Navarro from the Geraldine Stable, who was fifth, went on to win at Ferry House. The time figure was pretty good. I just like the way he went about his work. He travelled through the race really well. Being by Troisier, you'd imagine that this quicker ground will definitely suit him better than the yielding ground that he faced at the County Kildare venue. So the bet here is Alexios Komnenos without the favourite in race 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then. It's a 7 furlong handicap. A decent little contest we've got here ahead of us. The obvious one here would be Kadra from the informed Mickey Halford stable. She was a bit disappointing here the last day, but the combination of a mile and soft ground rather impeded her chance on that occasion. And you've got to really look at her form early on in her career, particularly when she finished third behind Reckless Endeavour down at Garran, to suggest that good to firm ground 7 furlongs is very much her bag, which of course she's got tonight. She's got a bit of class about her, and I'm sure many handicaps will come away off her current mark. But there is another horse in this race who's a bit of an enigma, but he's definitely got a chance here back at his favourite Happy Hunting Ground, and that's Our Jock. He's run here 5 times in his career. His form figures read 2-4-3-1-2. And his last victory back in 2014 was, of course, achieved at this venue. Now, he has been certainly knocking on the door of late, but that's pretty much Our Jock in a nutshell. He often frustrates. He often finishes his races off strong, and he leaves a little bit too late, and he's a bit of an exasperating character, but clearly on decent ground over a strongly run 6-7 furlongs, particularly around this track, he's certainly a horse to be reckoned with here. Decent run last time out at Bellystown should warm him up quite nicely for this race. I wouldn't go mad with him, but I'd expect a big run anyway from Our Jock in race 5.
Race number 6.
Moving on to the penultimate race then, which is a 2-mile handicap. The two that stand out here are Prickly and My Maniki Nika. Both of these two horses have been mixing it on the flat and over jumps of late. Prickly ran in a very good 2-mile-6 handicap hurdle at Killarney the other day, and he was quite strongly fancied, albeit he got very badly hampered in the race and he never had a chance to get involved in the latter stages of that race. But prior to that, he dead-heated on the flat behind subsequent Bellystown winner Winter Lion. We know he stays well, and Edward O'Grady's also in good form at the moment. So he's certainly worth bearing in mind. And as I said, My Maniki Nika also arrives here off the back of an excellent run down in the same venue, Killarney, when he was fourth behind Time for Mabel in what was one of the best handicap hurdles run in recent times. That was a very strongly run race. He's also a winner at Dundalk recently over 2 miles on the level. So he also makes plenty of appeal for those that like to have a little bit of an each-way thieving bet. He's currently 4-1. Don't really fancy anything else in the race. They don't look as though they've got much chance of offering up any resistance to the front two in the betting. So Prickly would be the choice, as I said, with My Maniki Nika very hot on his heels.
And the final race.
Moving on to the final race, then. Not particularly a strong view. Very, very tactical, trappy looking race. Obviously, Alpha Zulu is going to be of interest, having just had the one run and, of course, finishing in front of subsequent Royal Ascot winner this year, Sword Fighter. But I'll probably stick with Sam Schocht here from the informed Jim Baldestava. Jim has an amazing record here at Leopardstown, and Kevin Manning, for me, rides this track better than most. And in a tactical race where there's not, much margin for error, then I just think she might just have the advantage in her favour. She was third the other day behind a very well-handicapped horse of Dermot Wells called Rose de Pierre, and a repeat of that performance here with the cheek pieces back on should give Shamshocked every chance of getting back into the winner's enclosure. Just a quick recap on the selections here today then. World War in the first race is the choice. I'll go with Credit the Giver each way in the Apprentice Handicap. Intricately is the bet without the favourite in the Silver Flash Stakes. Similarly to that, Alexos Caminos is the bet without the favourite in the 735. Kadra is going to be a warm order in the 805, but I'll go with Our Jock. Hopefully he might be able to get his head in front tonight. Prickly just about gets a vote over My Minicky Nico in the 835. And in the final race, Shamshocked makes the most appeal there. Thanks very much for tuning in to the Irish Racing Podcast. No podcast tomorrow, because obviously the two meetings over in Ireland clash with the UK fixtures. But we'll be back again on Sunday to do it all over again. So please do tune in for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.